Welcome!
Welcome, everybody! Hello!
Alright, well, thanks for coming.
Guess what?
What?
It is the Super Bowl show, the official stream of the Super Bowl.
This is a Super Bowl wrap-up podcast.
Here's the thing.
Sunday fun day, game
thank,
fun day.
Thank you, everybody who subscribed to our Twitch channel and everything.
Yeah.
Through your funding, we were able to pay, because you're not allowed to say Super Bowl unless you pay.
Right.
You're not allowed to.
A trillion.
But we paid the money.
You paid?
So we could say it.
We dropped the trilly.
That's what the, the subscription thing,
So we're all good. Say it all you want. Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
Hey, Super Bowl. Yeah. Fuck the Super Bowl. Come here.
You're costing us money.
Come here for your official Super Bowl wrap-up commentary.
We paid.
The official commentary is...
Is that why we have a Tebow candle? Is that how we can say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's they sent that as a thank you.
Oh, wow.
Eric, can you title the Twitch stream and retitle it Super Bowl Live Stream HD?
Is that what you want?
Official Super Bowl podcast.
We paid.
Four podcast live.
Official Super Bowl podcast.
Do you want Mega 64 in it at all?
Sure.
Mega 64 official Super Bowl
Live Stream HD.
Live stream.
Why not?
Rip.
HD.
Parentheticals, rip.
Rip, and then another parentheses.
Rare?
Look. No, the word look with at signs for O's.
I don't know how they get the star in there sometimes, too, at the end.
They might throw a few of those in.
All right, there you go. Sprinkles. It's updated.
Fuck cool.
Yeah. Number one gaming podcast.
And nice. If you were on the internet this week and you wrote Superb Owl... Delete that account.
You're wiped off.
Yeah, that last year.
You're a pussy.
Late to the party.
You're allowed to speak English in America, so just say it.
Don't spray it.
Before we go to our theme song tonight, I just wanted to thank our sponsors up front.
Yeah,
we usually go way too long.
We have
a new sponsor tonight.
Shit.
Yep, what? Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, if you at home are one of those who have children,
I do.
Think they might be in another room dead. That's right, strangled by a cord, or maybe run over by a car outside. Probably an animal just did their dirty deeds.
Or maybe they got a hold of your drugs and did them, and their brain literally exploded.
You feel so guilty.
Drank all the chemicals under the sink.
Yeah,
maybe played with a gun.
You just find a headless, exploded corpse of a kid. Yeah. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Thank you. Nationwide Insurance.
Sean, what's the matter?
Go and get Nationwide Insurance tonight, and you won't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Because you'll be taking
care of it. Make it all better.
They're going to pay your ass.
They'll give you enough money to replace the drugs that were consumed. They'll replace whatever was broken in the accident.
You're going to get...
Draino that was drank.
They'll give you new Draino.
Because, hey, it sucks to see your firstborn dead, but motherfucker going to get paid.
Yep. Got to get a new garage door. To me now, I'm less than 20 rounds, and if you want me, then come on get me now, is you with me now, then biggie bounce, I know you dig the way I switch my style, holla, holla, people sing around, now people gather round, now people jump around, get your freak on, get your freak on.
I didn't watch that commercial. These guys told me about it.
Yeah.
We were just making jokes about it. But kudos to Nationwide for thinking ahead. Because if your kid dies, it would suck to be broke.
Yeah.
Without a kid.
I mean,
at least get paid.
At least get paid.
Going along with it. I didn't see this commercial. What was this commercial?
So the theme of the Super Bowl commercials this year were bummers.
Yeah, everything was sad.
Everything.
Don't be happy watching this game.
And
all of Twitter today seemed to be people complaining about Super Bowl commercials.
And,
but yeah.
Well, so a ton of bummer commercials.
Okay.
And then you get a string of them, and then just at the apex of it all, Nationwide Insurance spikes the ball with a commercial that it was literally a kid talking about doing kid stuff. Oh, I did this. I had my first kiss. I rode my first bike. This and this and this. Of course, I didn't get to do any of those things because I died. I died as a child. It cuts to all these scenes where a child could have died. There's no body, but it shows a TV collapsed over, chemicals under a sink.
God, they're making people think. People trying to have
nachos. You didn't describe there were death scenes in it.
Oh, yeah, there were.
So the commercial was like a Faces of Death movie.
Yes!
Starring a child.
Yeah!
It's like,
but there were no bodies, that's it.
Hey, a kid could die like this. A kid could die like this.
It really was.
Was it like slow zooms? It was a boy being a boy. Oh, I can get my first kiss and ride a bike, and but it, instead I died. And then it just showed, like, post-mortem accidents with no bodies.
Dude, I want to see this.
But yeah, so hell yeah, you could replace the TV. Yep. You could replace the faulty electrical cord.
Yes.
But again, it's for insurance, so you can get the money for your dead kid.
Your kid already died.
Yeah. And also, nationwide, hell yeah. If you don't like your kid, just raise him to be a fucking dummy and then go push him into some fucking danger room X-Men type scenario. Let the fucking money roll right in.
Get paid. Get laid. Yep. That's what's up.
Get paid, get laid. Saturdays are free again and I got money to spend. Hell yeah.
Sean, would it be great if Saturdays were free again?
And you had money to spend?
Wow.
Dude.
Thank you, Nationwide.
Nationwide rules.
Thank you, Nationwide. Yeah.
Bringing us back to the Bachelor Pad.
So they were, I was telling them earlier, as I said, right at the apex of everyone saying these commercials are a bummer, that hit the hardest. Everyone talked about it. They're saying now, a lot of people might be watching this on Tuesday, so who knows what will happen, but a lot of people are expecting their stock to plummet on Monday. They got such a bad reaction. On the most viewed thing in the world, it went super bad. And I thought, I was just saying real quick, I was laughing about it all day, that this company spent $4 million to sink their own company. That was
really funny.
I don't know. It's making me laugh all day.
Gotta make a call real quick. Sorry about that.
Anyway, sorry.
Sell?
Is this for fucking real?
I don't know what you're doing. I don't get the bit.
Derek gets it.
Okay. I don't.
Smile on his face.
I don't. This thing is pasted on. Anyways.
You know who's the happiest during the Super Bowl?
Casey Anthony.
Besides her? Skittles.
No. She's bummed out because she was uninsured.
Before the game, there's cutting up players, and it's like, let's see what Marshawn Lynch is doing. And he just has a Tupperware thing of Skittles, and he's just eating it. And then the guy goes, oh, he's eating Skittles, and then move on. It's like, Skittles is fucking tap dancing right now. They just got free promotion of the Super Bowl.
Well, why? They have a thing with him.
I know they do, but he didn't know he's on camera at that moment.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Did you see the video they did with him?
Wait, they have a thing where he just gets free Skittles?
Marshawn Lynch?
Yes. I want a thing.
Does that Skittles help him in the game? Did like it fuel him?
Yo, Skittles.
That's what he was eating. That
me out.
But that is why I think they sponsored him, because he was doing that before.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skittles did a video with him where he did a fake press conference and he kind of half-assed it.
Yeah.
And it's just him in a room with Skittles shit all over it eating Skittles. And all the questions are like, would you rather see your family again or taste the rainbow with Skittles candy? And it was great because they let him answer genuinely. He's like, I got to see my family again. I like Skittles. I got to see my family again. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's funny.
But anyway, so
I have no idea who won the game though. I mean, is this still going?
Is it on?
I haven't seen.
I'm here. I'm not there.
I'm here.
So. This is the second year in a row where I have not seen a second of the football game. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're not missing anything.
I don't think I am.
Nah, you're okay.
I mean, I would probably miss out on like going to a party. Those are always fun.
Sure.
But I've heard about a couple that were at places where I didn't know who was putting it on or whatever. I didn't know anyone who was like actually having a Super Bowl party. It was always like an invite through a friend. So I kind of just felt like staying home playing Resident Evil all day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's good.
Your own Super Bowl. You versus the zombies.
Yeah.
That was what my brother did too. He streamed it.
He did?
Like all day.
Oh, nice. He playing the remake?
Yep.
Nice.
But I got a billion messages today. All Power Ranger related.
Oh, wow.
For two different
reasons. I know why.
One, the murderer.
Let's talk about the murder.
Well, hold on.
All right.
One was, Katy Perry rode the Tiger Zord. It wasn't the fucking Tiger Zord.
Fuck off. That's not even a story.
Check your eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a lion, right?
They got confused or what?
I thought it was a lion.
She had the eyes
It's a fucking lion. Everyone at the party was at, so it was a tiger. It's a fucking lion. Thank you.
Stupid. There you go. It wasn't the Tiger Zord. Tiger Zord is white. That thing was like metallic.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, let's not be racist. One Tiger Zord.
I agree.
I'm not. I just want you to know I'm not.
All right. Let's not discuss the color of the Tiger Zord.
Do you know the composer?
That's irrelevant.
Yeah.
What was that?
Buster.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fucking rat! Fucking rat!
I'm out!
Fucking rat!
That was a poster.
Anyway. So that was that. But then,
Mustafa.
Yeah, a Red Ranger killed his roommate with a sword.
Oh. Yes!
A Tiger Zord?
Wasn't he on Power Rangers? He was on
Sasa?
Was he Power Rangers Samurai?
Which red? Wait,
is this real? This is real?
Yes.
This is real.
Yes.
Oh,
listen up. Get the news.
Okay.
This guy was actually the Red Ranger in Power Rangers.
The leader.
Power Rangers Wild Force.
Been betrayed by the leader.
10 years ago, but in Power Rangers Samurai, which was a recent one, he returned as like kind of a mentor.
Yeah.
Or like a scientist or something, whatever. Anyway.
And a master swordsman.
Yeah, apparently. He killed his roommate with a, I think it was a katana.
What the fuck?
Yeah, through the stomach.
Yes. And what, there's not a clear picture. There's not a clear picture of what happened. See, when people were telling me about this and I didn't know the news story yet, I was already getting a little frustrated because there's already been a news story years ago that was, a Power Ranger murdered somebody! They killed someone on a boat! There's a guy who was like, never visible in the show, like an extra.
Yeah.
Who, for some reason, when the story came out, he killed somebody. TMZ and all these places ran that a Power Ranger killed somebody. And they're still doing that. This is the second Ranger to murder somebody. No, the other guy was never in. He was an extra.
Get it fucking straight.
Yeah,
the first guy was not an official Ranger. He was not part of the five-person crew.
Exactly.
Dummies.
So, but this new guy did. He was a Ranger. And
so he stabbed his
Red Ranger.
And so what we know about it, what we know about it is he called it in. He called the police.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And because everyone, you know, everyone's just like, how was this found? You know, yeah, whatever. Yeah. He called it in and said, this is completely by accident. I was being chased and pulled that out in my room and stabbed somebody and it ended up being him.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. It's some weird concocting story.
I actually.
But he called it in.
I know more details than just
Wow. Hey, can you give us more details?
Yeah. He met the roommate on Craigslist. This guy flew in from space.
Wow.
And started, like, had a really big mouth and was grotesque, big googly eyes.
Yeah.
And as he was running through the apartment, apparently he was, like, sucking up a lot of sausages or some weird shit.
Uh-huh.
So then this guy grabbed the sword and fucking suited up in the Red Ranger armor. He shouted that.
Yeah.
And then the roommate, literally, he hit the ground and exploded into sparks.
Oh, wow.
Fucking crazy.
Rocco doesn't seem to be impressed by any of it.
Derek, someone's dead. there's a time and a place.
Well, he's jealous because I made the Power Ranger bit.
He is right. He's right.
I made the Power Ranger bit, and this guy's like, oh, we can't joke about this.
I would never joke about anybody dying.
Never.
Never, ever.
Oh, the corpse with the Who's Next shirt has surprisingly been taken down.
That's
convenient.
Hey, that's what you pointed towards? I would have thought of the first 20 minutes of the podcast, but that's okay.
Well,
anyway, no. But anyway, but it's true. Yeah, anyway, so no one really knows what's going on, but he called it in crying like, hey, you need to come down here. I accidentally stabbed
him. So he's arrested now.
Yeah, he's on like $1 million bail.
Okay, all right. Really, though, there is one detail. All jokes aside, I did read that you didn't mention. Apparently, maybe I have the facts crossed, but I remember reading somewhere that him and his girlfriend were being chased by this roommate,
mm-hmm.
locked themselves in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And the roommate broke the door to the bathroom open
and
then got stabbed and died.
Yes,
and the guy who was hiding in the bathroom with the sword called the police himself and waited for them to arrive.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. It does.
This girlfriend, is she witness to this?
Well, I'm not sure, but it just seems to me like there's
self-defense type of thing.
Maybe could have been self-defense. Who knows?
Supposedly, yeah. Well, so it's still murky. It just happened.
Breaking news.
That's a breaking Super Bowl news.
You heard it here first on the official Super Bowl podcast wrap-up show.
Yeah, wow, that is crazy,
man. To go through the stomach. I mean, that's like
Hari Kari.
Yeah, machete style. Hey, say what you will about Machete, the best death of anybody in any movie, isn't that?
What was that?
I dated a girl named Harry Carey. It felt like she stabbed me in the heart. Anyways, keep going.
Steven Seagal saying, you know, I thought maybe I could beat you, or I tried.
Oh, that's right.
Fuck it.
That was awesome.
I remember getting so many emails from people saying, this movie has a character death that is so Mega 64, and I was like, what? And then I saw that movie, and I was like, that's what they were talking about? I'm flattered, because I thought that was really funny. Thank you for attributing that to me
and
us.
Great job, us.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen that movie yet, but it's good. Check it out.
I tried to give him a little bit of time.
What movie was that?
Machete.
Rocco gave you enough time. Fuck off.
Hey, we actually have real sponsors.
Do we?
Not just nationwide.
Machete.
Oh. Yeah.
But they're by our side.
They are. So is LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64 and subscribe. We just got a box of awesome stuff. He's wearing some glasses right now.
The nationwide box is coming out next month.
Yeah. It comes with chemicals like 409, Windex.
The Super Crate, the Mega Loot, whatever, actually has something in there to kill a miner.
There's also
look forward to that.
Straps to put on your TV to go to the wall, but don't connect those because then your kid will be safe.
Well, then you won't get paid, yeah.
Nationwide doesn't want that.
If you strap your TV to the wall, you ain't getting paid.
There's a candle, much like this Tebow candle, but it's one where you can put a picture of your child and when you're in mourning after.
Oh, you can do some sort of weird Wicca shit. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Loot Crate.
Yeah. I'm into that.
Are you a sponsor, or are we...
I'm into Wicca.
Yeah. Weird Wicca shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite kind of that.
Oh, yeah.
And then while you're on the internet trying to figure out how to kill your kid, look up shop.mega64.com. We've got all kinds of shirts. Our sweatshirts still available.
They are. Yeah. But these...
Not for long.
But here, check this out. This shirt is bright. So if your kid is wearing this, they go out into traffic, everybody's going to see them. This helps protect the children.
If that's what you're into.
That's what Mega 64 is about.
That's what we want
to
do.
Look, we're not some multi-million dollar conglomerate corporation trying to take over the world one dead child at a time.
That's not what we're into.
No, we're about bringing laughter, saving lives, that's making people feel good. Okay? So help us out. Help us on our mission. Shop.mega64.com.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Every dollar spent at mega64.com tonight, we're going to donate to
us
to protect the kids.
Yeah. So and every dollar we donate to us, we steal one from local children's hospital.
You know what? The TVs in my house are strapped to the wall, real life.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got little babies.
Yeah, they climb on stuff. You got to be safe. So nationwide.
You're going to be po-parenting.
My TV's like a death trap.
I will be. Yeah, yours is. I saw your setup.
I misheard that. I was like, Pope Harrington? What pope was named Harrington?
Who is Red Reddington?
Oh, who is Red Reddington?
Who is Pope Harrington?
I saw so many Red Reddington
commercials. God, me too. Fuck Red Reddington.
That's what's great is, like, I didn't have to get bombarded by, like, annoying advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the TV spots have to be horrendous, right?
They are.
God, and that they trailer are, for right? Jurassic World doesn't look good to me.
You know what's funny though? Someone pointed this out. They posted comparison screenshots to the last trailer they put out.
Does it look better? Or
the
worse?
CG is different. Yeah. Like they are trying really hard to make that better
because it was bad.
It was.
Did it look better?
I didn't notice any difference when I watched it, but I mean, in stills, yes.
I saw a trailer for Tomorrowland as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm interested in. I don't know.
I already escaped from Tomorrowland. Do we need to go back?
You don't have to.
Is that like Westworld?
There's always some fucking giant bug right there.
Where?
Where?
Right
where?
There.
Whoa!
Yeah, see? It always. Like, dive bombing
those.
That's
probably definitely going to land on.
Oh, that fucking thing is huge!
I would think that's probably it's coming over here.
It's working its way over to the video games.
Oh, my God.
Rocco, just don't pay attention. Take
Kevin.
Yeah, no, if you put your hood up, it definitely won't.
They're attracted to hoods.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Keep your mouth open.
I just don't want it to go into the office.
Kevin,
oh, it's definitely going to the. I'm going to open the door for it.
Oh.
Yep. Should I get up and kill it with a broom or
How'd
something?
How'd that thing get in here?
Do you want to just maybe like...
Do you want me to blast it with an air horn
Talk
and
about
maybe want to go
Jurassic
away?
Jurassic World. Jurassic Room. Fuck, dude.
Just close that door if you can.
Yeah.
How come Jurassic Park only had dinosaurs but not like extinct deadly plants and insects? Answer me that.
That's a good question.
They did have those things, I thought.
Did they? What were the killer plants?
I thought
it was just dinosaurs that spit on you.
I thought they pointed out the plants in the first movie.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh!
Jesus. Fuck. You scared the bugs away.
That ought to get him out.
No.
She legitimately looks at one of the things and is like, yeah, nobody's seen these
before. Okay, yeah. She goes, oh, here's a flower we've never seen before. But I'm talking like, why wasn't that a major plot point? Like, the dinosaurs are... Listen. Jurassic Park, everything about the Jurassic Age should be going crazy. But it's just the dinosaurs. There should be like Jumanji vines latching onto people's throats. There should be big ol' extinct insects with like 3-foot needles giving people malaria.
Why aren't they doing that?
That's my question.
That's a good question.
Let's expand it from dinos into the whole ecosystem.
It's all scary.
Because none of that is fun. What are they going to do?
I don't know, man.
None of that is fun.
That all sounds fun!
Plants.
Yeah, that sounds way better than the movie they're about to put out.
They probably have big-ass leaves.
Is
Think about that.
You know that scene where the main guy's on a motorcycle and the raptors are like running past
None
him?
None of that's fun. Yeah.
Is that because they're like on his side? Or are they like his
buddy? None of that sounds fun.
Or are they like running, okay, are they running right. past him?
The raptors are chasing you. The raptors are chasing you and you run into the dangerous part of the jungle. Then there's all these like crazy 8-foot tall Venus flytraps with like fangs and stuff. And then one of them opens up. It's all fucking crazy and you think it's going to get you. But then... shoots the vine out, wraps around the raptor's neck, starts dragging it in. Then this raptor is like fucking trying to fight it off with its foot claws, and you see this plant eat a raptor. Yeah. That doesn't sound fun.
You know what? You know what? That kind of happened in Jumanji, and that was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a fun answer.
Thank you. Why wasn't Jurassic Park more like Jumanji?
That's a good question. Rocco?
Every good horror. They got Jumanji plants. Too.
Fuck Jumanji.
This guy.
Oh, don't say that.
This guy.
Jumanji was great.
Okay.
But yeah, that movie. Oh no, Tomorrowland though. It's got a lot of old Disney shit in it. As a default, I'll see it. I want to see that.
I have low expectations.
Oh, I don't have any really. It's a different. It's an original sci-fi movie, and it's got that shit in it. So I'll probably go.
It's actually called Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The stuff that I heard about it sounded neat, but the more clips they show, it's just kind of a giant CG mess.
Yeah.
And so that's a little disappointing, but I don't know. We'll see. I might check it out. I'll probably check it out.
I'll check it out. I'll go with you. I'll make you go.
But other than that, what else did they show? Were there trailers for other stuff?
I didn't see anything else.
I'm surprised there wasn't like a Star Wars thing or something.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for a Star Wars thing.
Oh, like that would make sense.
Super Maybe cool. there was and we just missed it, but I didn't hear anything about it.
Oh, I think we would have known by now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just all depressing shit. That's all it was. But you had a point earlier, before we were live, that last year was all like handheld shaky
spoken,
cam.
Spoken word poetry.
And this year is all depressing shit. So
open your eyes to the world. What can you do?
Lens flare. What can you achieve? Sunset.
Yeah. There was a couple years ago that it was all like just text on screen. And then, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like all these guys are on the same page.
Oh, I remember like a couple years ago, it was just like football. I remember that.
Regular commercials.
Beer.
That was, I remember, I feel like as a kid, there was like a big shift one year. Like suddenly it was like, did you notice commercials are really good during the Super Bowl? And then that like, the next year there was more hype about commercials, and then next year, and then they started like releasing the commercials early.
It started being how much money did this company spend on their Super Bowl spot?
That's what they do, and then what, GoDaddy had one that wasn't even on TV.
Well, yeah, like, a lot of them started doing
web. Show this one.
Web exclusive.
Whoa.
But that's bullshit.
Was it filled with stuff you can't show on TV, like wieners?
It's just Deannika Patrick like driving a race
car. They had another one that they showed. It was just a guy on a laptop not against the camera for 30 seconds doing nothing.
Hey,
it was so boring.
I want to see the Super Bowl commercial where they show a dick on TV for the first time.
Wow.
Really?
During the Super Bowl. Like,
big old hanger?
They just pay the fines.
Yeah.
They pay the FCC. They pay for the Super Bowl spot. 30 seconds of a dick.
We saw Miss Jackson's nipple. I mean, why not a dick next?
That would be the most famous Super Bowl commercial of all time. The dick.
What order? We started with nipple.
It starts black, fade to a limp wiener, and over the course of 30 seconds, Budweiser.
Budweiser. Yes, I knew it.
Yeah. Hey, fucking pay me for your next
Yoko
dad.
Yoko filmed stuff like this. Maybe she could direct this.
Yeah.
Yoko filmed stuff like that?
Yeah, Yoko filmed some videos of John getting an erection.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They were Yoko Pucka.
Ooh, Yoko Pucka.
Which, speaking of which, I was going to say, Garrett's birthday was yesterday.
We had a
barbecue at his house, and we learned from the origin of Yucca Pucca.
Yeah.
His mom came up with that term, and she enlightened us of another one that she would use.
Yeah.
She's like, well, hey, they never say this one, but remember, I used to say this, and it was ugly bugly.
See, now, me and my sister have zero recollection of that one.
Really?
Lacey said she kind of remembered that one a little
not
bit.
Not at all.
Ugly bugly.
I think Lacey was being polite.
Maybe
she
was.
I think so.
But yeah, Yucca Pucca.
Oh, Yucca Pucca.
Yucca Pucca. That's all we said yesterday at the party was that.
That was a lot of fun, though.
It was a lot of fun.
Glad they came
Ugly
out.
Bugly.
Yucca Pucca.
So get that going. Hashtag ugly bugly. Let's get that hashtag. Let's get that trending above.
I don't think it can top Yucca Pucca though. That's just such an odd thing. Mm. Having Yucca her Pucca. There to explain it too didn't really help because she didn't know the origin of it either.
No.
She just knew that it was something.
And something she said.
Something her mom said. Yeah.
Ugly bugly.
On the subject though, we were talking about a minute ago of annoying advertisements and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have a question for our viewers, and you can email podcast@mega64.com for the question of the week. I get a lot of emails occasionally. Well, I should say occasionally I get emails like this, where people think that maybe we talk about our sponsors too much, or I promote too many things, I plug too many things for too long. I get those a lot. But I personally feel like we don't talk about that stuff nearly as much as the other podcasts that I listen to. Mm-hmm. There are a bunch that I listen to that they multiple times talk about it for minutes at a time, and so I don't believe that. I personally think it's probably the effect of that we never used to do that at all.
Maybe.
And now we have a little bit of, you know, that. So that's just my...
I think we move from each one in the beginning of the podcast,
you know,
and kind of riff on it for a little bit and then go to the next one.
That's what I think, too.
And, you know, a lot of times I listen to those other podcasts, it's like a dedicated, this is a commercial.
Yeah.
Whereas ours is just in the conversation, we're joking around.
They do it multiple times, too.
Hey, I don't get this complaint with podcast number one because most people listen to podcasts... They can just fast forward.
Yeah.
Like, just fast forward.
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of part of the bit, which I like the way we incorporate our sponsors.
Well, so I'd just be curious. I'm not going to be, like, in rage mode if you send in a thing that's like, yes, you do, and here's why. I really am curious. Email podcast@mega64.com. Is there, like, something you think could be better about that? I mean, always send your feedback. I always appreciate it.
Do you want feedback?
He wants feedback.
How to get your sponsors from people with no sponsors?
Oh, yes. No. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just looking for opinions. I'm not saying I'm going to do it.
Opinions are like assholes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with them sending it, though. I mean, I want to hear what people
have
to say.
Engage us. Yeah. Come on. Bring it on.
I'm just curious.
We'll read it.
Leave me alone.
You think we won't? We will. I think it's dumb that we don't have more sponsors because we're so good at promoting products.
Yeah.
So
that is true.
So let's just take a moment to re-promote the sponsors we already have.
Go to
lootcrate.com, sign up, keyword, Mega64. Next month, Loot Crate, sponsored by Nationwide.
Boom.
Dead things inside, possibly human remains.
Yeah, a baby shoe.
A baby shoe.
I'll remind you of what
that is. Yeah.
That's it. This is a box with a single pick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and the Mega Crate comes with a gun with a single bullet locked and loaded.
Leave it around the house.
Check them out.
Or the apartment.
Check them out. See, that was a good plug.
See, we're so good at this.
Yeah,
fine.
See,
we're
good.
Yeah, we're so
Loot Crate loves it.
Why I agree. I agree with Sean. I don't know why we don't have more sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone tweet at Frito-Lay. Sponsor Mega 64.
Yeah. And we'll give you, hey, Frito-Lay, here's a little taste of what you'll be getting once you pay us $1 million. Eat fucking Fritos or fuck yourself.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's a taste.
I mean, how many bags of Cyber Toast
Royce,
did you choke
Royce,
down?
Can you ISO that because then send that to Frito-Lay, please?
Yeah.
We did the Cyber Toast thing forever.
Yeah. People come to game days of Cyber Toast because we're so fucking awesome.
Exactly. And now, thanks to us, people have heard of Fritos.
No shit.
Yeah. You're welcome. We're gonna send you an invoice, Frito-Lay.
You know... Fuck, man.
But like I was saying, I'm just genuinely curious because I do see fairly often, I used to watch a podcast until they started talking forever about their sponsors. And I don't necessarily think I don't think that's true, personally. But like I said, I always want feedback. Send it. Good, bad, or indifferent, I'm always down to read it. So send it in.
Yeah.
If you can.
That's right. Yeah, people in the chat now, I see them saying they don't want to fuck themselves. So.
See, and they got to get some Fritos.
Guess I know what
they'll
be snacking on later. Wow.
Spike in sales, and, you know, all over the world, they don't know what happened.
Uh-huh.
Not Super Bowl, but
us.
Or inversely, when we see a spike in masturbation,
I personally get a kick
we'll
out
know
of
people aren't eating Fritos.
Fuck them,
but we'll still be victorious. What?
I just personally get a kick out of fucking myself.
Yeah.
Let's
that
go around. What have you ever fucked yourself, and what do you think of it? Go for
yeah
it.
Oh
yeah
yeah regularly.
I dig it. What? Yeah yeah I like it.
It's good.
Is like jerking off? Does that is that?
Oh yeah,
that's
oh
what it is.
Oh that's
oh
what it is.
Oh,
is that really okay?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, I've never done
for
that.
Us.
But
for
like
us
if
guys,
a girl if
guys,
a girl does that to you, I would never say like, oh, I fucked that girl because she rubbed my penis.
No, but that's...
Why why would I say I fucked myself if I did that?
Because
you are fucking yourself.
You're fucking yourself.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that. Why does it not...
Because it's like here's insult, the thing. Like, this is all amazing. Let Daddy Derek straighten this all out.
I want to discuss it.
Any sexual activity that's done behind closed doors, the blanket term fucked can be applied to it. So if a girl did that, or you know, whoever did that to you, and you guys came out of the room, you're like, we fucked, nobody would question it. Because it's just a blanket term for any sexual activity. So when you are performing sexual activity alone on yourself, colloquially, generally speaking, you're fucking yourself.
Yeah, you got fucked.
Mm. You don't think fucked implies insertion of something?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. Mm. Yeah, I was a little suspect on your first.
No.
Interesting.
No.
Behind closed doors, if there's no penetration, I don't think that's fucked. If you just
there's all out, kinds of sexual gratification and wonderful things people can do that don't involve penetration that could still be classified as fucking.
Eric?
Right.
I'm with Garrett, but
Sean?
That's just me.
I'm on the fence here. This is a tough one.
Fence walking,
tough one.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Podcast question of the night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. After you email about the sponsors, email us about fucking yourself.
Podcast question of the night. Listen to everything we just said and straighten us out.
Yeah.
If I ask my friend, like, yo, did you fuck that girl? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah,
and then I find out, like, she just gave him a hand job.
She touched his penis.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he went out on her.
That ain't fucking
then
yourself.
I'd be like, you guys didn't fuck.
According to you.
Sure.
According
sure.
to me.
No, I agree. Yeah. I'm with Garrett.
Okay.
But that's fuck. Okay, but here's okay. the thing. Yes, when you get into like the nitty gritty details,
I love getting into
you're
gonna
start classifying of like, well, this was wet and this was dry and this went high and this went low and this was fucking and this wasn't fucking and this was petting and this was touching. But take a step back. Remove yourself. Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Let's not unpeel the onion completely and just generally speaking. The word fucking can apply to so many things when we're not getting specific.
And when we're dealing with adults in our age range, it's fucking.
Because
there's not,
and let me
we're
say,
not stopping.
And let me say, when you tell somebody to go fuck themselves,
yeah,
and you
saying?
Accompany it with like this, like, go
yes.
fuck yourself.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm saying,
go jerk off.
Go jerk off, man.
Yeah.
You're too uptight.
I'm saying put like a thing inside of a thing.
I'm thinking bend your dick to your ass.
I can see it your way.
I'm with Rocco.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
Is that a better insult?
Yeah, hey, go yeah. fuck yourself.
That's a better insult.
Your ass and it's yeah. your own dick.
Go bend it.
I've thought yeah. about this, too.
Work it out.
I mean, yeah, if that could happen, that would be a usable
it
term to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it happens.
But for most, you got to just use your hand.
Yeah.
The physics, it's just...
So go by Fritos. Any physicists out there... Email us.
Nationwide is on your side.
This bit was brought to you by Nationwide.
No, nobody died.
Oh, sorry. This bit was less offensive than Nationwide.
Yeah.
Did you ever remove a rib so you could do your mouth?
Oh, the Manson trick.
So you could do your mouth. This is a seventh grade conversation.
Is that fucking?
Did you guys ever pull Manson?
Is that fucking?
You're not getting a blowjob.
Yeah, but.
You're not. Hey, Rocco. Yeah? No. You're not getting a
now
blowjob.
I'm gonna,
you're sucking a dick.
But now, well now, no, hold on.
You're fucking yourself.
Wait until you hear my
you
words.
Are. Yes, you are.
Wait yeah. until you hear my words.
Wait, okay. Are you fucking yourself or are you sucking yourself?
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, okay.
Generally, I agree, but one could argue that, you know, if someone's, like, doing mouth stuff to you.
Yeah,
mouth
yeah.
stuff. One could say, I'm... And I don't like this term. I'm not saying I would say this. I'm a gentleman.
You're a gentleman.
But someone may
someone
say,
could say
I, you
in
know,
the heat of passion.
I fuck your face.
I've heard, oh my God. Oh,
yeah. So if you're going by rhetoric, I could, if I
and there's
that
also
myself,
the term known as SFing.
What's that?
SFing.
Skull Sanford. Fucking.
Oh
yeah. See, so that could push it in the direction of if I did that to myself, I would be fucking myself from a certain point of view. Just like Obi-Wan said to Luke,
much
of what your life is depends on your certain point of
view. So fucking to you is when your penis is enclosed 360 degrees, even though your hand can cup it 75 to 85% of the dick, it still doesn't constitute insertion when your mouth would. Even though you might even only be able to get the tip of your penis into your mouth, half an inch would constitute fucking when...
We're only talking a half
when
an inch.
The entire gape of your hand against your shaft is not considered effing.
Well, I don't think getting a dick suck is fucking, but that's me.
First of all, it sounds like you're dating people with a gag reflex.
Can we use the term blowjob and not a dick suck?
No, I want to call it a dick suck.
I don't like that term.
I want to go back to Rocco saying removing a rib and sucking your own dick.
Why don't we have more sponsors?
If we could just get the sponsors.
Chili's Baby Back Ribs. Where do you think they got all those from?
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, or some kind of sauce.
Oh.
Fuck in your face.
This is the no, Randy guy.
Okay, all right. Just
getting horny, dog.
Okay, closing arguments. To sum it up real quickly, yeah. I think all sexual activity can be under the blanket of fucking. That's my argument. That's my position.
Can we conclude by saying all sexual activity discussed in this conversation has been consensual?
100%.
100%.
1,000%.
1,000%.
I didn't want to have this conversation. Didn't want to go down this road.
Okay.
I'll never forget this night.
Never forget.
Well, thank you for watching.
Frito-Lay.
No, we ain't over.
Oh, good.
Let's over.
Go.
Oh, it's not even over.
We're just
not like it so far.
This is foreplay.
Okay. Yeah.
I already climaxed. I don't know about you. Foreplay.
I didn't even talk about vid games yet.
Get ready for round two.
What were the rumors of a Marilyn Manson that he removed a rib?
Yeah. That he took a puppy out on stage and said, "I'm not playing until this puppy is dead." And threw it in the crowd.
That he would throw stapled clothes paper bags into the audience, and some of them would have cookies, and others would have cat feces in them.
Yeah, heard that.
I never heard that.
That he sucked Trent Reznor's dick.
I didn't hear that one either.
that he was Paul from the Wonder Years.
I heard that one.
But the best to this day is still
removed.
Italy, just like the country, sued him because they said he, and in the case it said he removed his genitalia from his body and put it on the head of a security guard. And I just remember Marilyn Manson's response. I read the allegations. I don't know how one removes their genitals. I wish I could figure that out. I would integrate it into my show. There's no question. But as of yet, I haven't figured it
out. There's no question. That'd be a hell of an encore.
Yeah. Would have been badass.
Yeah. Do you get to take the penis home?
Wrote a song about that.
They have to leave it there.
You have to give it back. Oh, if you catch the penis, you get to go backstage and reattach it.
They held the penis in Italy for him to pay the fine.
Somebody's saying in the chat there's a story where he found a fetus in a garbage can and fucked it. That's not even clever.
You guys are just stupid. You're making that up.
That's someone being lewd, all right? Yeah. We're not into lewd stuff.
Was that in Law and Order?
We're not into that.
I guess.
It has to be.
Hey,
no, that's gross.
Law and Order.
That's too gross for Law and Order.
Law and Order.
No.
It's too gross.
Nobody gives Law and Order enough credit for the stuff
that they get away with.
The stuff that they've had sex with on that show over the past 20 years is basically everything.
Yeah.
Animals.
SVU gets fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happened at some point.
Kids.
Yeah.
Everything. Fucking the Eiffel Tower was on an episode, I'm sure. They were getting all objectum.
Were there objectum sexuals?
I don't know. I think
she was just in the news recently.
She was.
The gal from the Eiffel Tower story.
What was she saying in the news?
Huh?
Her and the Eiffel Tower split up. That's what
she said, right? Yeah, it was non-consensual. The Eiffel Tower made the decision.
She's a crane operator. Like, she works building buildings.
I see where this is going.
And she's into her crane. Like, for real. And, like, it's cool. Huh.
The documentary with her was fascinating. It was very fascinating.
It was weird that the sound got taken out of it after it kind of got popular.
That's true.
Remember that?
Yeah. Anyways. I saw Whiplash.
I
liked it a lot.
Weird, no Metallica in it though, right?
Yeah. I thought that I was going to be disappointed because you guys hyped it up so much, but I really liked it. I have thought about it since I saw it, so like I want to see it again.
I was gonna say because when you told me about it, it sounded like that's exactly what happened. I was like, oh, maybe we did overhype it.
No,
too
but
too much.
When I first talked to you, it was the day after, and I was like, yeah, it was good, whatever.
Yeah.
But I keep thinking about it, so it was really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I talked to Jordan from Rooster Teeth about that movie today.
What'd he say about it?
He loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I really, really liked
it. But
that.
Man, it's so hard to sell that movie because I told people about it.
Yeah.
You don't know about it. It's like, it's about drumming in a.
Fuck it. Jazz. Don't sell it to him.
Let's go see it. Yeah, really.
What's his name was on Saturday Night Live?
J.K. Simmons.
Yes.
He's also on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of Saturday Night Live. There's one sketch that. they put up on its own that I saw. It was kind of funny. Hmm. It was making fun of I guess there's a Totino's pizza roll commercial where the wife is there and I'm making pizza rolls for my hungry guys. And so the commercial says that about 100 times. Hey, as long as I got it for my hungry guys. And what it is that Totino's includes an activity set for his wife to do stuff in the kitchen until the Totino's pizza rolls are done. He's going to want more later, and it's all about my hungry guys. And it's just like all the shit you hated as a kid, like the little, like, maze thing that you tilt, you know, like the ball, and like the woolly willy thing to put like hair on. It's just like stuff for her to do. All right, more pizza rolls are done. I can give it to my hungry guys. It was kind of funny.
It's funny. I'm laughing now.
I said, I haven't watched but he was in it for so long.
They keep promoting that they're like having this crazy reunion thing.
40th anniversary.
Is it for like one episode or is it a.
Yes, probably.
Yeah, I heard Eddie Murphy's coming back to SNL. Yeah,
they have, shit. During the Super Bowl, they had like the lineup of who's going to be there. It's like everyone. Really? Everyone's going to be there. Yep. Yeah, crazy.
Do you know anybody else other than Eddie Murphy?
Jerry Seinfeld.
I think like Steve Martin.
Really?
Steve Martin.
Jerry Seinfeld.
It's like all the classic guys.
Yeah, holy and the people shit. Who aren't even like involved. Like with like who was going to say who's been guest?
Never really.
No, I want to watch that. I want to watch that because that's either
maybe
he hosted a lot.
That's either going to be one of the most awesome comedic things ever,
yeah.
Or a really big train wreck. Like, yeah. Like I feel like that
just too many cooks in the kitchen. Like recurring characters popping into other recurring characters.
Yeah.
Sketches.
Yeah. 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 I don't think it'll be super funny. I also probably don't think it'll suck. It'll probably just be a tribute to the history of SNL.
Sure.
Well, that'd be cool to see. I'll check that out.
That'd be interesting.
No, yeah. I'm going to see it, so. I used to love Saturday Night Live, so.
Oh, yeah, I started playing a new alpha game. I downloaded it on Steam. I don't usually recommend alpha games, but this one is pretty fun. I believe it's called Besiege. It's a physics-based game. You have to build almost like a catapult. But you don't have to build a catapult. You just have to build, like, sieging equipment to destroy castles and villages. I got it last night, and I enjoyed it. It's, like, a quick little cheap, fun, fast game. So that's my recommendation for the week. Other than that, I've been playing Warband. Figured we'd just start talking about video games.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are the number one video game podcast that's on the internet, after all.
100%.
This is their Super Bowl show.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm still playing Warband 2, and somebody brought to my attention that there is a Game of Thrones mod available for that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I haven't played yet, but that sounds very exciting, so I'm going to check that out soon. I'll let you know what I think of it. It's probably going to be awesome.
Are you're caught up on Game of Thrones? You watch that show?
Yeah, I am all caught up. We're in between seasons right now.
This released a trailer today.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the trailer.
I wish I didn't, honestly.
Okay, good, because I didn't watch it, and my mentality is just like, I'm going to fucking
watch
it.
You're going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the season.
I'll watch it, and I did, and I was like, there's some things I should have waited.
I could be wrong about this, but I think the same thing happened with the Star Wars trailer. The plan was, this weekend, they showed a bunch of Game of Thrones in IMAX. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I did,
they
yes.
showed the last two of the last season in IMAX.
Wow.
And then at the end, it was a special treat for the people in theaters.
The trailer, yeah.
And I think it was the same thing as Star Wars, where they caved and went, all right, here, it's online.
Oh. There you go.
Which is just funny.
But yeah, because it's going to be leaked. You can't, in this day and age, that does not
work. I think it did leak, and that's why they put it up. Yeah.
Someone who is older than us. That's their idea.
Yeah.
But we can tell you now, that's not going to work. Yeah. We cannot do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a neat idea on paper. Like, something special for you
if you go
to the thing.
That would have been awesome 20 years ago.
But it doesn't work because it ends up being 3 billion people see it through a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, because someone, yeah. So, anyway.
You can still tell them they get to see it first.
Yeah, but anyway, I just think there's a less incentive to do stuff like that if it's just
true.
Mm-hmm. There was I don't really know a lot about this, but they were saying that the books are still there. Still isn't going to be a new one this year.
Oh, really?
Or something like that. Like the show is going pretty much confirmed the show is going to end before the book. Like they said, like there's no way.
Oh yeah, I guess it has to, huh?
Yeah, there's no way the books.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Hmm. They're still writing the books,
it's kind of weird. Yeah, it's
they are getting into their worst case scenario.
And I'm really curious what's going to happen because they basically said in so many words, HBO is going to be the one that ends this and not the author, And, yeah. And that's kind of funny.
But, you know what? Yeah. Knowing that author and how just, like, strong his personality is, I could totally see him changing the book from the way the show ends. Like,
getting away with it.
Maybe, maybe because the show already veers from the story of the book. Sure. Like, characters have been combined, characters have different stories. Yeah. So, yeah. I bet you they're not going to end the same way. Yeah,
I never thought about that because there's two more books.
More content
and he takes like 10 years in between each book. So, yeah. There's no way.
The show's going to be so far long forgotten by the time that final book comes out.
Oh my God. It's going to be Evangelion all over again.
You know what? Right. I bet you, honestly, I could even see him wrapping up the show ends, and then he catches up to that story in one book, and then just keeps on going.
Yeah.
Extends the story beyond. Who knows? Who knows?
You said that Evangelion book, is that supposed to come out this month?
In the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, finally.
We'll see.
The U.S. release of the last Eva manga.
Last year, they delayed the Blu-ray of the third movie and the book of the final chapter of the manga. Took about 20 years to end the manga, and we finally, November 28th, we're going to have it. Oh my God. Oh, sorry, every other country gets it, but America, we just had some problems. Like, being a fan of that last year was pain. It was just...
I've never collected something as long as this, ever. Yeah, yeah. I started getting these books when I was in high school.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Jesus.
When I was freshman.
I've said it before, but, like, the last... What was the number of the last volume? 13 or 12?
13.
Okay. I read volume, I want to say 10...
Yeah.
On our first plane to visit Lotax when we started Mega 64. That's how long they were taking to come out. So anyway, being a fan of that last year sucked, but hopefully they'll do some cool stuff this year. A lot of people may not know this. I think we talked about it a little bit. But the creator of Evangelion, Ono, and his company, Studio Kara, they're doing an Animators Expo right now.
Yes.
Every week, they have been hiring and paying young animators and or directors that they know, just different studios, whoever. They've just been giving them money. Go make something cool. Go make something cool. There is no method of, like, how are we going to profit off these? How are we going to whatever?
Just
literally, this guy has made infinite money. He now he bought Evangelion back for himself and has made so much money from it. He has infinite funds and has just gone, yeah, I want to reinvigorate animation. So there's that. And he's just flinging out money. Everyone try to be friends with him. Seek him down. He will throw money at you. But anyway,
he's only friends.
They did a couple recently, but there was one, and I didn't hear anyone else talking about it that I wanted to say. And I think I messaged you about it.
Gridman.
But they did one called Gridman. Gridman was a show in Japan that, you know, any big rubber suit, you know, monster Japanese fighting show, it's going to be, you know, the monsters get big, they knock over buildings, whatever. It's like Power Rangers kind of stuff, usually. Gridman was a show where there were monsters inside your computer.
Fuck.
And a guy.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
And that's what was adapted to Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
That's
it was adapted to that show.
Fuck, dude. They're seeing all my porn.
Now, I'd never seen this show, original.
Yeah.
Gridman or Superhuman.
But what was awesome is, so they gave budget to all these places, and they gave some budget to Studio Trigger, who made Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill. And they got the money and went, we just want to. We've always liked Gridman.
We love the transformations in Gridman.
We want to make Gridman. Okay. So they animated their own little short episode of it. And it's got that animation style of like Gurren Lagann, really like flowy kind of crazy animation. But then what's awesome is that they still use all the bad editing effects in the show. They would green screen, like when this dragon robot they had would come in, it was bad chroma key. It like like poor keyframe animation.
Yeah, yeah.
When that would happen, they would use all that.
Transform, like, it was just, there's no real story to it.
Yeah.
It was just Gridman going into all the different modes that must have existed in the show. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because from an outside view, it was just watch this guy Gatai and transform with all his accessories and stuff.
In the animated,
it was fucking rad.
Yeah,
it was
really cool. Animated short. At the end of it, he fights a like this black kind of like demon looking guy.
Yeah.
That was the final villain of the show.
Okay.
And when they adapted it here for Samurai Cyber Squad, they got Tim Curry to play that role.
Oh, really?
So that was a big deal.
Puppet.
Tim Curry.
A lot of Tim Curry on the podcast lately.
He played Kilo Khan. That was his name.
Man.
Remember Kilo Khan, Eric?
Eric, remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I remember.
He says
that.
He likes
check
it.
Out that animated.
Hey, I feel like Tim Curry was so awesome, like so awesome, to not be in like more stuff now. Right?
Well, what's he doing now?
What's he doing now?
In the '90s, he did a lot of like kids TV. And
but he
stuff.
Was like, yeah. He's done so many badass iconic roles. Like he's yeah. proven himself Legend. As an actor that he could basically do anything, and nobody uses him.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Maybe he doesn't like that. Maybe he made his money. He likes to just relax.
Maybe.
I thought I heard cigarettes. That he was, like, hurt or something.
He looks like a smoker, doesn't
like
he?
Like, something happened to his throat or something.
No.
He doesn't look like a smoker?
Nah.
Who does?
Sean is has the ability to tell you if someone's a smoker.
He
Chris
does.
Collinsworth. Okay. That guy Collinsworth? Smokes like a pack a day.
What about Tebow?
Confirmed.
No.
Tebow? Closet smoker? No.
What about Ray Rice?
Cigars.
No. He probably
Ray Rice
cigars.
Is a smoker.
Cigars. But
okay, you said no.
But not like not a cigarette every day type thing. He's no. like a special occasion.
All right. Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, he smokes.
Nah, I don't know.
I'm going to say nah.
Yeah.
No. What about Willie Nelson?
Oh, he smokes.
Nope.
He does.
What are we talking?
Hey, I know it's whatever, but Eric, I still laugh at the Muppets movie. I feel like so few people noticed in that opening song of the Muppets movie when there goes life is this and da 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 with where you go and highs and lows and it's all townspeople singing. The guy who says highs is Willie Nelson. He is in the pause the movie and it's Willie Nelson
rising from a
and I remember we were in the theater and then that happened and it was like only after, it was like after like 5 minutes Eric leaned over. We saw Willie Nelson, right? Like they hid that in there, right? And everyone else I asked was like, no, they wouldn't do that. That's not funny. In there. And I bought that movie and paused it. It's like, how that is so funny.
Hey,
Willie Nelson is in there. Yeah, that was a great
people
movie.
People in the chat were pointing out that Tim Curry apparently suffered a terrible stroke.
Oh, he did?
Did he?
I was not aware of that.
I thought I heard something.
When did that happen to him?
So, I don't know, but a lot of people were saying that.
There
so that explains
hey, you know what? Katy Perry, she smokes.
What? She does?
Oh, if she smokes, she
I
pokes.
I can ask Google again. Does
wait, are you just saying that by gut feeling?
By gut feeling.
Yeah. Hey, because let me tell you. Only I can answer your question.
Yeah. Oh!
She used to have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
She would upload her own videos every day. And I remember there was one specifically where they were happy because one of their singles went to the top. And she and it was all these people going, "Yeah!" And then when she took the camera back, she had a cigarette.
No.
And took it down immediately.
I'm telling you, I can tell.
She's a smoker.
Smoker. Yeah. Mila Jovovich is a smoker, too.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Okay. Okay. Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's all...
I bet she used sorry, to. And
yeah, I agree. She did it, like, in, like, the 70s, and that's just...
Just... It, she's
nobody
She smoked that cigar,
nobody,
you know what I'm
if
saying?
If you smoke one cigarette once, you're a smoker for the rest of your life.
I smoked a cigarette once for a video, and I've never smoked a cigarette since.
Ooh.
Well, maybe
no,
doing
you, didn't, you didn't smoke
wait,
a cigarette.
I didn't.
You held one puff in your mouth and then gagged on it and ran out of the room.
It's, what else are you supposed to do with it?
And I got a headache. That fucking sucked.
Yeah.
You spit all over the floor. I remember that.
All I remember from that experience was, it tastes like licking a barbecue!
It sucked. No, I didn't cough though. I did it pretty good. I did a pretty good smoke.
Yeah, hey, Derek, did he do it pretty good?
Yeah, you almost barfed.
You had that burn makeup
it
on
just,
you too.
It was just worse than I thought it would. When I was a kid, I thought if you took one puff, you were addicted. I thought that was like
look,
how
yeah,
we worked.
Dare taught us, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like look at you now.
Drill
now
that
you know that
head.
That's a foolish
look
way
at
to
you
think.
Now.
Yeah.
Do you want to try cocaine?
Yeah. Well, why not?
Hey,
they lied about guys. One thing. They lied about
you know what?
Weather.
This is just my opinion, but rather than that, you know, you really ought to try jogging because you get this runner's high.
Yeah, it's just like heroin.
That you just feel, I mean, some have compared it to heroin, and it's just this runner's high. Hey, on a lark,
yeah.
Try heroin. Still laugh about that story.
So funny.
Might work.
Well, for people at home watching, thanks for sticking with us. We're not done. I just wanted to thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get to my game.
So yeah.
We were talking games.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did want to say something.
Uh-oh.
All you people, can't you see how your love's affecting our reality?
Wow.
Think about that.
Think about it.
Every time we're down, you can make it right.
And that makes what?
What?
Them larger than life.
Whoa, that's the perfect ending for my poem.
I want
you guys should collab.
What are you?
Sorry.
Is that a fuck? Jesus Christ. Whatever.
I want to say real quick, actually.
It's not to us. That one's to Ron.
Real quick, before we leave heroin.
Yeah.
Let me move on to go back to games. But real quick on heroin.
Yeah.
I'm rewatching The Sopranos. Right. And one of my favorite character... that show is so full of great nuances. But, you know, Christopher keeps getting tangled up with heroin. And one thing I love that is such great writing in that show is they go to Italy and he won't stop doing it. And the whole time... this just feels so real to me. He just keeps saying, yeah, where's Mount Vesuvius? I'm seeing that fucking crater. I don't care what anyone says. And he never leaves the room the whole trip. But every time they talk to him, I got to find a time to see that fucking volcano. Because I'm going. Right. I'm going. And it's such great writing, that like fixation on, like that's his out. Like that's his one in his mind. As long as the drive to go see it is there. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, I'm doing this now, but I'm seeing the fucking thing. Like that's his. It's almost like something to make himself feel better. Like, I'm gonna go do something. And does it? You know, I don't know. That always struck me as such a real thing.
I like that episode a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that always struck me so.
I get bummed out in that episode.
And you know, I don't mean to turn this into whatever. I watched most of True Detective, and I thought it was directed incredible. But why I didn't quite connect to it is. For the reason that I love The Sopranos is they all feel so real and tangible to me. And that's what I miss from True Detective. Not that they're supposed to be the same show. Mm-hmm. But in terms of my preference in stuff, True Detective, they all kind of talked in these poetic kind of things. And I find it hard to connect to that. Not that I was even watching going, this sucks or anything like that. But that's hard to connect. That's hard for me personally to bridge myself to. Something like The Sopranos, where there's an idiot like that, or a... You know what I mean? It's smart in a different way.
Right.
But everyone... But the way that everyone is communicating is so fucking real.
Something about...
If that makes sense. I don't know if I can explain that correctly.
He just mesmerizes you.
Well, that's true.
McConaughey, that's true. Yeah.
I'm not even saying that to bash True Detective. I'm really not. But just personal connection to stuff.
He does have, like, a poetic dialogue.
And the way his voice sounds...
And
ooh,
it's so
mesmerizing.
It's
sexy, dude. Him and Woody give me a Woody. I want a McConaughey.
And you're just like
over those two.
You
want
to find out what's going to happen. Who the killer is.
I dug it.
Anyway, sorry. We can move on from heroin. No. You're going to talk about a game.
Yeah, what game? I don't want to move on from heroin. I guess we will.
You know, games, that game life, I've been playing Resident Evil Remake still.
Mm.
And I started the Chris campaign today. It was a nice Sunday afternoon. I wanted to just sit in the sunlight window and play a little Resident Evil. It was a little odd. I typically like playing that game at night, but it was nice and bright today. It was a beautiful day, wasn't it, Eric?
It was awesome.
The birds were chirping. I was feeling great. I'm just full of positivity.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm full of negativity.
I'm telling McConaughey right now.
I can tell.
Talking in poem. Full negativity. World sucks.
We're like a battling.
You gotta have positive.
We're like
energy.
A Sith and Jedi.
Do you need to have that?
Yeah, you gotta have PMA.
You know what?
Positive mental.
Okay.
Energy.
Yes. All right.
Push and believe.
Okay. Well, when they tried to build the first Matrix, it was all positive energy, and the bodies rejected it, and the minds blacked out.
It's exactly right.
So I'm here. I'm the dude in the Matrix who makes sure your brain doesn't get fried by all these fucking happy fuckos everywhere.
Eric, humans define themselves by their own misery.
Right.
It appears that humanity is a virus, and we are the cure.
And me and you.
Is that why they keep building Matrixes?
It's like the yin and the yang.
A virus,
yes.
Well, they keep them in check to use them for energy.
Yeah.
Sean, it's like yin and yang. Me and you are the light, and they are the dark.
I agree with that.
100%. I'm the architect.
And you're the architect.
And I said light.
But keep in mind, at that
dark,
point,
not
keep in
light
mind,
and black.
Eric, because... at that point in the story, Smith is not exactly speaking for the system. He starts to detach from it, and that's why he takes off his headset and he goes, I hate this place. I can taste your stink.
I'm just saying, it's like a.
That scene stuck with me because he runs his hand over his head, and it's so sweaty. I always
and then
like
he smells it.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah.
That grossed me out.
Smell his stink.
Yeah, that was a...
It's flesh.
This guy's made facetious. Don't
that
play
grossed me
it.
Out.
Eric, we tried. You know what? If you don't get it, you don't get it.
But for real, the yin yang.
Basically,
thing
he's all posy and all...
Spiritual.
Eric Badum.
You know what? My misery grounds your reality.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Yes.
My positivity lifts you up to a place where...
And you know
okay,
what?
You know what? I want Eric's to take a moment to agree with Eric Bedour
and
extend it to people beyond me. Eric's positivity lifts us all up.
It does.
It's always.
Hey, can I just say one last thing?
I actually do agree with your positivity for once.
Can I just say one last thing before we move on?
Yeah, right. Please.
Just don't forget the classic moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I look at this steak.
Right.
And I know that it's electricity telling my brain that it is a delicious ribeye boneless. Mm-hmm. And it's just impulses telling me my taste buds are watering at this rare steak.
Right.
But hold you know on. Something, wake up, wake Agent up. Smith?
Hold on.
Organic.
Check hold this on. Out.
Garrett, shut up.
Ignorance is bliss!
Oh, he didn't deliver it.
Good night! Good night! Good night!